homeowners sign when they purchase the property?
Correct, yes. So pursuant to the Melrose Act, each homeowner, when they're considering purchasing a property within any CFD across the state, is required to receive in writing a disclosure that outlines the level of special tax that they'll be subject to. If that special tax changes from year to year, will it be standard or will it go up by 2%? As well as what are the improvements that special tax is being spent on. So as an example, if you were to purchase a home within a CFD of the school district, it would outline those first two points, and then it would have information about the facilities that the school district would be spending the dollars on. And that's a required disclosure that must be signed by the actual property purchaser no less than 3 days before the close of escrow. In addition to that, and I forgot to mention it in the flip book, but in addition to what you've seen here and what's being approved by the board today, the district does update and post a more detailed analysis of the calculation of each of the CFD's obligations on the district's website, which can be accessed by public both that may live within a CFD as well as those that do not.
Thank you. And then Dr. Salko, can you please let us know where on the district's website that information can be found? Is it under the finance department, or can you please share that with us? Thank you.
Okay. Move to adopt resolution number 4916.
Second. Davis?
Yes.
Arancibia?
Yes.
Emerald?
Yes.
Lopez Zepeda?
Yes.
Segura?
Yes.
Solis?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
R2,